Late Show host David Letterman returned to work today to face an audience for the first time since revealing the extortion plot.
He is literally just starting taping of his show right now. And of course, as you can imagine, hottest ticket in town. Fans began lining up for tickets early this morning, all in the hopes of hearing Letterman's response. Eyewitness News reporter Lucy Yang, live in Midtown with more. Lucy.
Diana and Sade, they just finished taping tonight's show, and fans tell me that instead of his usual monologue, David Letterman took those few minutes to apologize to his staff for making their lives so difficult right now. As for how he is doing, Letterman told his audience, well, fall is in the air, but if you think it's chilly outside, you should see what it's like inside his home.
Everybody needs to get over it and move on. You know, he's a human being just like everybody else.
I think Letterman has been handling it with grace the whole time, so I'm very proud of him.
The loss flew all the way from Honolulu to visit New York City and to take in the David Letterman show tonight. Yes, the late-night entertainer still has many loyal fans.
I still love him. I think he's wonderful. I didn't think he did anything wrong in the first place, and life moves on.
Last week, Letterman made headlines when he revealed on his show that he had been caught in the middle of a scandal. He says a CBS producer, Robert Joel Halterman, tried to extort $2 million from him, threatening to expose Letterman's office affairs if Letterman did not pay up.
The creepy stuff was that I have had sex with women who work for me on this show. My response to that is, yes, I have.
While Letterman tried to minimize damage control, Halterman, a well-respected producer for 48 hours, was arrested, charged, then released on $200,000 bail. This morning, the attorney for the 51-year-old producer went on Good Morning America to explain we've heard only Letterman's side of the story.
Joe Halterman was at CBS for 27 years. I mean, here's a guy who was an investigative journalist for so many years. He knew all about cops and wiretaps. And to suggest that he was trapped into an extortion plot is sort of preposterous.
So what was in that alleged extortion package? Well, a source now tells the Associated Press that Halterman had copied parts of his former girlfriend's diary. His girlfriend used to work for David Letterman and apparently wrote about her affair with him in her private journal, which tonight is anything but private. We're live in Midtown outside Letterman Studios. Lucy Yang, Channel 7, Eyewitness News.